Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, glad to be with you here today. A loaded show today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation and the fracas at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also join me in the chat room, where I will take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to, give a little disclaimer to anybody who are easily offended. Today's topic is going to be a little bit controversial, but I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm here to give you the truth. So if you have little ears in the room, that you're listening to me to, you might want to remove them, or if you're easily offended, just shut my show up and put on Will and Grace or something. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to address the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is that a fire alarm? Oh, I know what I did. Hold on. False alarm. The false alarm. I was reaching for something, and there was I didn't know how to open that, and I accidentally pulled the fire alarm. So, yeah. Oops. Yeah, my bad. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe how this story, when I first was told about this story, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. And then for the past few days, I was watching a lot of news broadcasts on it, a lot of people giving their take on the whole situation. And again, I still can't believe how stupid it is. So I will address the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Jamal Bowman, a representative for New York State's 16th District. Remember this clown just a few short months ago? He was in a heated confrontation with Representative Thomas Massie over gun control, puffing out his chest and sucking up all the air in the room of the hallway of the Capitol by playing Mr. Tough Guy following an elementary school shooting that killed six children. So a representative for New York State's 16th District, Jamal Bowman, pulled the fire alarm in the Cannon Office Building in Washington, and contrary to popular belief, in order to delay the vote to prevent a government shutdown. Now, when I first heard this story, I just said, well, you just can't be serious. But no, he actually went on record by saying he thought by pulling the fire alarm when he approached the doors that said emergency exit only, he thought that by pulling the fire alarm would open those doors. And I'll quote our resident of the White House when I say, not a joke. No, I'm serious. Think about it. He actually went on record saying that he thought a fire alarm would open a door. And that the sign was confusing. Folks, if you go on any social media or even YouTube, there are pictures of the sign that were, by the way, caught on video. Yeah, you heard me right. Caught on surveillance video. Jamal Bowman, looking at the sign that said emergency exit only, pulling the fire alarm, picking up the signs, throwing them on the ground, and then scurrying out as the fire alarm was sounding, evacuating the building for over an hour, thus delaying a vote that would thwart a government shutdown. Now, since this goof works in this building every day, he would know that this entrance that he was staring at aimlessly is closed on Saturday and Sunday. And this was, by the way, a Saturday. And he knows that there are tunnels to get specifically to where he needed to get to. He knows this. He works in the building every day. He's actually that stupid. Oh, and by the way, I should probably mention that he, before he was a representative, that he was a principal in a public middle school. So therefore, he knows what a fire alarm box looks like and should really know how it works. But in this case, he wants the American people to just take him at his word and believe that what he did was an accident. He really should know that, you know, a fire alarm doesn't ever open a door. And by the way, getting to a vote is in no way an emergency. Notwithstanding, ladies and gentlemen, the excuse that Jamal Bowman used is a lame duck one at best, and also doesn't pass the sniff test. Releasing a statement stating it was an accident as he was in a rush to go and cast a vote, which is, like I said, no way an emergency. He took all the signs down, which had clear instructions, threw them on the ground, and ran off. The timing of this happening is quite suspect, since it did prompt a floor-by-floor evacuation of the building. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this thought. It was an attempt to delay the congressional proceedings, which I'm told is a crime and a threat to democracy, which has serious consequences. Just ask Grandma Gertrude, who was jailed for roaming around the Capitol building, taking selfies on January 6th. After being guided in by Capitol Police. But I digress. I want to be clear, and I don't think I'm alone on this one, when I say that Bowman gave an explanation and apologized only because he was caught on camera, which prompted an investigation to which Jamal Brown didn't come forward on his own volition, but instead was called upon several hours later to give a statement. Therefore, he knew what he was doing. He didn't stay where he pulled the fire alarm, thinking it was going to open the door. Didn't wait for anybody to, you know, come past him and tell him, hey, you know, my bad. If it was really indeed an accident, which it wasn't. A man this unintelligent shouldn't be in Congress, and the crime is a felony. Oh my goodness. What? Sorry. I was adjusting my headset. I didn't know that was coming through clear or not, and I pulled the fire alarm just in case that was the way to... So sorry about that. Anyway, a man this intelligent shouldn't be in Congress, and the crime is a felony, and at the very least, he should be punished by expulsion from Congress, but I think we all know that he will face no punishment, no accountability for his actions. Now, the Democrats were really quick to come forward in Jamal Bowman's defense, primarily those with an IQ of a wet sponge, and by that I mean AOC in particular, implying that the signs were confusing and that he pulled the alarm simply to get out of being, and I quote, simply to get out of being trapped in a vestibule. Now, although there's video footage available showing that Jamal Bowman pulled the fire alarm, picked up the signs, threw them down on the ground, and ran off, AOC, just a question, just in case your dumbass is listening. How was he trapped again? If he was able to escape and out of camera shot after pulling the alarm and throwing the signs on the ground, how trapped are we? But good old horse-faced AOC couldn't resist going on the constipated news network, CNN, to speak with Jake Tapper, who also, by the way, wasn't buying the explanation and even stated that on air. And should I add that, incidentally, Bowman was the only one out of 200 members of Congress that had a problem. This man, if he's that stupid and doesn't know how a fire alarm operates, he should not only be in Congress because he's too unintelligent on that alone, but he really should not be on the Committee of Science, Space, and Technology. If A, he doesn't know how to read a clear sign, or B, how a fire alarm works. Now, Democrat Matt Brunig also tweeted out, and I quote because this is laughable, Bowman was trying to walk from the Cannon building to the Capitol building to vote. Unusually, the Cannon exit he went to wouldn't open and had this confusing sign on it. He thought it was saying you had to press the alarm to get out. This all makes sense. What am I missing? End quote. Well, what you're missing, sir, is intelligence and the audacity to actually get on social media with this bullshit statement, intending to insult the intelligence of the American people. Do you really think that this passes the sniff test? It doesn't. To be honest, I would have him rather admit the truth and face the consequences than echo the words he did. It just made him look like an ignorant moron. If the shoe fits. He flat out broke a federal law and should be prosecuted in the same way that the January 6th prisoners have faced for nearly 3 years. And if I may say that if this was reversed and it was a Republican, you know, like Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, who had done this, their heads would be on a platter for CNN and MSNBC to froth at the mouth for 24 straight hours and blame Donald Trump, the insurrectionists of January 6th, white supremacists in cahoots with the MAGA Republicans, all a diabolical scheme to cause disruption in proceedings which is a threat to democracy, and they all must be punished for high crimes and conspiracy forever. Did you guys hear me on that one? Do you have any idea? And if, by the way, if you're a Democrat and you're listening to the show and you actually believe this goof, then there is something mentally wrong with you and you need to go get some psychological counseling. Flat out, there is something wrong with you. You don't even deserve to breathe the same air that we're breathing because you're sucking up all the intelligence that surrounds you by being stupid. It's just absolutely insulting that a man who is a administrator of a public middle school does not know how a fire alarm works. And by the way, the fire alarm was on a blank wall with nothing near it. It wasn't next to the door. It wasn't on the door. It was a little bit away from the door. And it clearly says, fire, in case of emergency. What is so fucking confusing? That's what I'd like to know. So, Jamal Bowman, you're an idiot. You should be expelled from Congress. You broke the federal law. You actually broke the law. Here's the difference between the folks in the January 6th insurrection and you. You actually broke the fucking law. And because of your position and the D next to your name, you will face no accountability. So therefore, probably getting away with it. Just making a mockery out of anybody that preceded you that actually did their job. No, I don't know the last time that I knew of anybody in my adult life who pulled the fire alarm. When's the last time you knew of somebody that pulled the fire alarm thinking that it would open the door? You don't. And if you tell me you do, you're a lying son of a bitch. You know why this irks me so much? Is because this stupid moron gets on TV and says, I don't know why they're making such a big deal out of this. You know, I was just simply just trying to get to a vote, and I was confused. Confused? You work in the building every day. It was a Saturday. You know the exit is closed. You work in the building every single day of the week. You were there on a Saturday. You knew what you were doing. And the American people know too. Now, I call on the Republicans with a goddamn backbone to make a statement and make it loud. To make an example out of this idiot and expel him from Congress because he broke a federal law and he doesn't deserve to hold the privilege of holding public office. Plain and simple. So grow a set, grow a backbone, and hold his goddamn feet to the fire. And by the way, he should be prosecuted in a court of law as well. Should lose his job, lose his pension, and it be made public all the live long day for the rest of eternity. After all, That's what they're doing to Donald Trump, aren't they? So your move, Republicans. Can't wait to see what happens. Probably nothing. I, for one, am going to speak it loud and just say that the American people have absolutely had enough. We all need to get to the polls in November of 2024 and scream louder with our vote than we have ever screamed before and fight like hell to take this country back to the position it was in before and get these clowns, these hooligans, and these criminals out of public office and put the right people in who actually give a damn and have the best interest of the American people at heart. Because when it comes right down to it, that's what they're paid to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a big fan of the content that I do provide here on Tom B. Stone's As I See It, I will advise you to tune in to my colleague Marcus Kane's As I See It on Thursdays at 2 p.m., Thursday afternoons, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Marcus Kane's As I See It, great colleague, great friend, and great stuff on that show. Now, we here at Talk 29 would like to thank all the brave servicemen and women, past, present, and future, who also fight like hell to protect this country every single day, and for the sacrifices they make to give us the freedoms we have, such as being able to speak openly and freely on this broadcast. And on behalf of everyone here and my family, may God bless your families. God bless the United States of America. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. And have a good evening.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till the day, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from the sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, it's right in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. Next to you and defend her till her day. But there ain't no doubt I deserve the blessing.
Oh, geez, not again. Oh, I'm sorry, I was shutting the music off. I didn't know how to do that, really, and just hold on. So sorry.
I was just kind of trying to pan the music down and... I pulled the fire alarm because I thought that was the way to do that. My bad.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.